Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws
us to you. Hallelujah. Can I have a hallelujah? Can I have an amen? How many of you are happy to be in church this morning? Well, Merry Christmas to you. And we are celebrating the birth of Christ. Amen. I think your hugs are enough now. Are you excited to be here? Are you happy to be in the house of God? Well, on this Christmas Day service, once again, we have our Father the Prophet with us. And this is the right place to be. Christmas is not about presents. Christmas is not about Christmas trees. Christmas is about the Son who was born and the child who was given to us, Jesus Christ, who came to take away the sins of the world. And today to present to us the Word of God as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Help me with a hand clap and a shout of praise. Welcome the prophet. Let's sing it. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His Word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible with God. When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His Word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessing of Christmas Day. Once again, we are so excited. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to die for us, to save us. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. John chapter 20 and verse 21. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and give you a short Christmas message. John 20, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, so send I you." All right? So this Christmas, I'm going to liken you to Jesus. Jesus was sent by the Father, His Father. And He said, just as my Father sent me, in the same way I'm sending you. Amen. Amen? So, when we look at the way God sent Jesus, God so loved the world that He gave, that should make us look at our lives. Amen. Should make us look at our lives. Because as the Father has sent me, I'm also sending you. just like that. 1 John 4:17. Quickly. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love for God made perfect, so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. We need to be bold on the day of judgment. Day of judgment is like exam day. Some people are always afraid when it's exam time. Some people are not so scared. They know that it's going to be okay. They will either get an A or a B. But some are not sure whether they will pass. Is that not so? So boldness in the day of judgment is when you are confident of the outcome. All right? So your love is when your love for God is perfect, right? You are confident in the day of judgment, because on the day of judgment it's all going to be about whether you obey the great commandment to love God. Right. Now it goes on and it says, because as he is, so are we in this world. So as he is, so are we in this world. So you see that Jesus, how Jesus is, that's how you are in this world. These are fantastic statements, but you need faith to believe them. All right? So now, finally, the last scripture and the last part of this short message is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. I've already given you two powerful scriptures. One of them is, as my Father has sent me, that is the same way that I'm sending you. And the second scripture I've given you is telling you that as he is, so are we. So there's, you are just like Jesus. Okay? Beautiful. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Right. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Virginity was important then, and it is still important. It will never lose its importance. All right? Now, then the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women." So just as the Father sent Jesus, he's sending us. And angels are associated with your coming to this world. You see, you understand Mary more when at the end of when the angel finished speaking, she asked, "How shall this be?" In verse 34. "How shall all these wonderful things you are saying be, since I know not a man?" All right? And then he explains how these great things are going to come to pass. He says, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Wow. So, angels are associated with your coming. You don't believe it, eh? You are important too. Some of you can't believe that there were angels around when we were being born. It's like me, what is there? There's nothing much about me. But you are very valuable. Amen. How valuable are you? Does anybody know how valuable you are? Is there anybody here who did what is that course called? Land economy, when you value a house. Is there anybody here like that? Land economy? How do you value houses? How can you know the value of a house? You don't know. You are still studying. Sit down. Yeah. Well, let me tell you how the value of the house, of the land, one of the ways is you can calculate, what was involved to build the house. Stones, cement, sand, iron rods, etc. And calculate it. You get it? And then you know, this house is worth 2,000 cedis. You get it? That's one way. Then another way, three ways. Another way is how much somebody paid for a house in the same area. Is another way by which a house gets its value. So if just nearby, one plot of land or one house was sold for 850 cedis. And you are also selling a similar house. You can say, this house was sold for 850 cedis. So mine is 860. That's one of the ways by which you can get it. But I'm giving you three ways. You want some education? Why not? Free. So number one is what? How much? You can calculate the square area, the sandstone, plumbing, everything, glass. You have an idea. But most houses are not. That's actually the technical way of knowing the value. How much is all this steel, all the roof? How much does it really cost? That's an easy way. First way. Most houses are not sold for that, using that. Then the second way, commonest way is that, how much was a house in this area sold for? Uh-huh. So if the house was sold for 260 cedis, why do you want to sell yours for 9,000 cedis? You get what I'm saying? How many want to know the third way? It's all part of the preaching. Some of you think that I've deviated into land economy. No, it's part of the preaching. You will understand when I finish. Now, the third way to know how much something is worth is how much someone is prepared to pay for it. Yes. What he's prepared to pay for it. For instance, a house may be just next to you, hard like Naboth's vineyard. It was hard against the castle. And Ahab wanted that particular because it was next to it. So he said, how much is this house? This vineyard, I will pay you. Now, here can come someone and say, this thing, even though there is no house near these houses, which is worth, which we are paying 800 cedis for. The nearest house, all the houses are around 40 cedis, 28 cedis, 30, 32 cedis. But for me, it is worth 850 cedis. Because it is, the reason why it's worth that, because when I look out of my house and I see this place, it disturbs me. So it's very important for me. Do you see? So it's worth so much to me, and I'm prepared to pay. So then the price now goes up and it becomes 850. And from that time, all houses in the area, the price goes up. Yes. Because somebody was prepared to pay so much for it. That's how prices go up. So in the end, you are worth what somebody is prepared to pay for. Oh, come on. So if God was prepared to pay with his son for you, then it shows how valuable you are, because you are worth what someone was ready to pay for you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I say you are worth what someone was ready to pay for. Yes. Yes. You are, that's the value. And that's how values change. And that's how you know the real value of something. And most of the time, what they learn in school, they calculate how much cement, sand, and stones and all. It's not actually what is used. But then you go beyond and you see what someone was ready to pay for. This place becomes the value of it. So for God to be ready to pay with the blood of his son for you, then it shows that a soul is more valuable. He said, damn the whole world, to gain the whole world and to lose your soul. So as I was preaching, I was telling you that angels were around when you were born. Some of you didn't believe. You didn't think that it could be possible. You see, that's why you were not chosen to be Mary. Because you see, when they choose you to do something great, you ask yourself, that, me? How? So please, it's because I realize your doubt. That's why I came downstairs to talk a lot. Plenty talking just because of your value. I say angels were around when you were born because you were special to God. And the angel said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And when she saw him, she was troubled. Hallelujah. And she said, the angel said, fear not, Mary. Thou hast found favor with God. So the one who helps a great person to come to be has found favor with God. Mary was chosen to bring in a great person and to help a great person to land safely in this world. Whoever you are who is in a ministry, helping a great person to arrive safely and to land securely, to minister safely, you are highly favored by God because God has chosen you to help somebody. Yes. And if you were chosen to help, you must know that it's a great blessing. Amen. Now, if political parties can reward those who help them to come into power, do you think God cannot reward you for helping his servant to come to preach and to do his work? God will reward you. Amen. Now, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Jesus means Savior. So, in Obadiah, verse 21, hallelujah, it says, more saviors shall come unto Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. So, Jesus was a Savior, but many saviors are also going to come. Little Jesuses. Stop being over religious. Are you not called Christian? Christ, like Christ. Oh, you don't know is the meaning of Christian. Eh? Somebody who is like Christ. What is more like Christ than the fact that he's a savior? Some of you feel, oh, he was holy, he was patient, he was kind, he was gentle, he was crucified, they did him harm and he didn't react. That's what it means to be a Christian. First of all, Jesus was Jesus, the Savior. Somebody who saves. Jesus is Joshua. That's Joshua. Yes. Yahushua. This is Greek Jesus. That's why it was Hebrew. Yahushua. The main thing about you that makes you like Christ is that you save people. You help people to be saved. That's the main thing. Savior. So God has raised you up on this Christmas day to be a savior of men. Amen. Accept it. See, that's why you are not chosen to be married. I just want you to see why you are not married. When you don't believe these big, big things, you see, you can't be married. Yes. Thou art highly favored. Hey, why? Blessed are thou amongst men. Hey! Why? What are all these? What manner of salutations are these? So as I'm preaching, you should be saying amen. Amen. When I'm telling you that angels were there. Amen. That you are valuable. Amen. God is looking at you as a savior. Amen. Obadiah 21, saviors shall come. Saviors shall come. You are a savior. Yes. But there are even some people called savior. That's what I know, some savior something. Savior male, savior Ado. Savior. So God is going to use you to help people. If his name shall be called Jesus. And you to your name shall be called someone who saves people. I wrote a new book called Make Yourself Saviors of Men. And I got that phrase from William Booth. William Booth either preached that or he wrote it or he said it. He said, make yourself saviors of men. Yes, that's what William Booth said. Make yourself saviors of men. I think he was writing to his pastors. He told them, make yourself saviors of men. Do you know William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army? He was a very wonderful person. All right? So, make yourself saviors of men. That would be the second book which has been inspired. A second book that I wrote was inspired by William Booth's statement. The other one is Others. Yes. Make yourself saviors of men. Amen. His name shall be called Jesus. So in as much as you don't help to save people, you are very different from Christ. Very different. Listen, I want to ask you, never accept. You see, anything that is different about you from what's in the Bible, try to correct it. Because when you see the difference, you see, when you look in a mirror, the word of God is a mirror, and it's different looking from what you thought it was. Change it. Because religion can make us so religious with our behavior that we are so different from Christ, but religious. So Jesus was killed by pastors. That God was killed by pastors. Drunkards were sleeping. Armed robbers were sleeping. All bad, what we call bad people, were all resting that evening. They were resting. They handed over power to pastors. And pastors did every bad thing. So, when I say be like Jesus and believe these words, as he is, so are you. As he is, so are you. Believe it. As he, the Father has sent me, I send you in the same way. I send you with angels. I send you with value. I send you as a savior. I sent my son as a savior, and I send you in the same way as a savior. That's why I preach, eh? I tell you, I don't preach for money. No. I tell you, you don't know the opportunities that I have. I don't say them. If you know the opportunities I have, you know that I don't preach for money. And I have never preached for money by God's grace. Yes. If you know the opportunities that I have, you'll be amazed. Yes. So, We have to be near to Jesus as possible. He sent his son to save us. And you to try hard to be. Try to be as close to what Jesus was as possible. Look at it honestly and say, I'm different. I don't save people. I'm just in the church. Just call me Christian. I'm just this and I'm just that. No. I just come on Christmas Day, 31st. I show up. I sit there, sing two slow songs and three fast songs. Then I say, I've worshipped God. Two slow songs and three fast songs, it's not worship. Your life is even worship. Marking register in church, I'm here, tick, 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 present, 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 present. Come on and let's be more genuine.
Come on, preach.
It says you shall call his name Jesus. So you too, you will be called Savior.
Amen.
And truly you will be a Savior.
Amen.
Of men. Religious, you know, my first introduction to Christianity was religion. Baptism, confirmation, singing hymns, priests talking, sermons you don't understand, wanting church to end early. It's unfortunate, I was discussing with my wife yesterday, that's the introduction I had to Christianity. So I dislike all those things. I don't, ropes, all these things, I wear them if I have to. Hymns and all those, no. It's because it reminds me of unreal Christianity. Yes, that's all that it was to me. Because we were not saved. We're not saved. And when you see how religious people can behave, you'll be amazed that these people claim to be following Christ. First of all, killing of Jesus. And even in recent times in Rwanda, pastors, you know, I read about one Anglican bishop. He must have been in his 40s. He was in his 40s because he died even before he was 50. Organized that people rushed to the church and he registered. He was standing there. He said, register everybody as a, write your ethnic background. So everybody had to write his name plus whether you are Tutsi or Hutu. Organized them and called the militias who were hunting for them. Selected the ones that have been selected, slaughtered them. Part of meetings to slaughter people. Yes. Organized roadblocks around his whole church to catch all Tutsis. Was having government meetings with the government. He was part of the people planning and working the things out. Amazing. An Anglican bishop. But because he's from this tribe, it was more dominant, the hatred. So you can be very religious, so singing, doing whatever. He was hiding in Kenya when they went arrested. They arrested him, it was like a movie. He kept on saying, as they were taking him, he said, it's like a film. You read up one after the other. So being religious, try hard to analyze yourself and say, am I like Jesus? Or I just come to sit in church wearing my Sunday best, warm the pew for 2 hours and go back to my old life. So religious. You see, you can understand why people don't like the church and don't trust the church. They said, what is the use of all this? A Christian is a savior, as my father sent me. To save people. So send I you. Yes. So Jesus came and was born as Jesus. His name, he shall be great. He shall be called Jesus. He will be called someone who saves people. Yes. So on this Christmas day, when the birth of Jesus is announced and is coming, let us remember that in the same way, as Jesus was sent to this world to save, we have also been sent to save people. And not to sit in church and sing hymns, which we don't mean. It's the same reason why I don't enjoy cards. When somebody sends me a card, and they have written things in it, I say to myself, but you didn't write these things. Somebody typed it for you and you are sending it to me. Which one is from your heart? But you see, girls like cats, so we just receive them. Are you there or you are leaving? In the same way, I don't believe in writing a book through a ghostwriter. I should employ somebody and say, write what you think I'll write. A lot of the books that are read are written by other people. Even when you see the blur, do you understand blur? When you see the blur, that is in the. You see that it's a different type of blur. When you see the English, you see that it's a different type of English from the person. The person doesn't use such words. Tell somebody, Charlie, the Father has also sent me to be a savior. I'm realizing it this morning. Amen. Wow. Now, verse 32. He shall be great. So I prophesy your greatness is destined. You are destined to be great. Yes. I hope you believe these great things. You are destined to be a savior of men. You are destined to be great. Just so the Father didn't send Jesus as a fool or as a nobody. He sent him as someone whose visit will be marked forever. And that will be the story of your life. Your presence in this world will be marked forever. Nobody will have to write so and so memorial. Memorial Institute. No. Your memory will last. Jesus, we can't forget him. Have you ever seen Jesus Memorial School? We're trying to remember Jesus. He has saved us. All of us are walking testimonies of our interaction with Jesus. Not in a Jesus Memorial School. Jesus Memorial Institute. Jesus Memorial Library. I love memorial. We have him in our heart. We are the memorial. When we see you, then you see, you remember Jesus. When you see somebody like you, then you say, oh, only Jesus can do this. Only Jesus can do this. And you see, these film stars, when they are acting in the play, you see, what you must know about films is that films depict real life. Yes? If you know, that's why you can learn something when you watch a film. Because many films are showing you what's happening in real life. Nigerian movies show you things that how do the people have the ideas? It's what you have seen it before. Yes. Yeah. So you see such people high on Christmas Day. Don't go to church on Christmas Day. Don't serve God. Don't want to know about God. When you say good morning, what do you mean by good morning? There are rude people like that in the world. What is good about this morning? People have sharp answers. Oh. How many have gone witnessing and you met somebody with sharp answers? Keep your greetings. So they are a depiction of reality. Now God has called you to be great. Did you hear me? He shall be great. So he didn't call you to be nobody. He called you to be somebody great. He shall be great. Are you going to walk in the greatness that God called you? Every time you reject God's calling, you reject the greatness that he had planned for you. Yes. That's why I received his calling. You wouldn't know me if I had not accepted my call. If I was playing games with that calling, you wouldn't even see me. I'll be at consulting room 2. Manprobi Polyclinic. I don't want to swear. I tell you, I would have been there. Yes. You see me there. Dr. Mills. Yeah, that tall, fair doctor. By now, I'll be quite high. Principal medical officer, something higher. Regional director of health. my office will be full of papers. Scruffy. Using a government cushion to sit in my chair. Government chairs with government cushions. They have written on it KBU/14/28/0/95. These are the cushions I've been sitting on. On the ceiling fan. They've written KAB/this/this/this. Man, probably Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health, MOH. Wow. Every time you reject the call of God, you reject the greatness that God had as planned for your life. Yes. When he said, you are the salt of the world, what do you think it means? What influences food more than anything is salt. Anytime you see somebody who doesn't know how to cook, usually it's salt. Yes. Yes. Salt. He doesn't know how to use salt. Food that doesn't taste like usually salt. Meat that doesn't taste like, you know, some people give you meat when you go to their house. When you bite it, you taste the deep freezer water inside the meat. Yes, it has been frozen for a long time. It's water, deep freezer water, since the animal died. And this chicken that they sell, this imported chicken, all frozen for some of them up to 5 years. Yes. 5 years frozen, being sold in Ghana. How can you not be sick easily? You have to see that these days, you have to see the chicken flying. Yes. Are you here? Before you eat it. Yes. Eggs that have been imported from Abidjan last year. 2017 eggs. When you test it. Recently, I found how to test eggs. So I've been testing, and you see, you put it in water. You see that it's swimming. Can you be swimming as an egg? Are you a fish? You see, the egg is swimming. It was late years, 2016. It's full of gas. Yeah. How do we get into eggs? Listen. You shall be great. As my Father has sent me to be great, you are also called to be great. Receive it in Jesus' name. Do not reject anything that God tells you to do, accept it and walk in it, and your greatness will be guaranteed. You demote yourself every time you reject God. Yes. Every time you refuse to be a savior and you refuse to help to save people, you refuse your destiny, the salt of the world. Salt is so important. It has become important. It's not like sand. You be the salt. Beautiful, so valuable, so influential. You'll be the city set on a hill. People cannot help but to notice you. They see you there and they say, wow, look at that. So beautiful. Are you there? Yes. So receive the greatness of the Lord for your life. As my Father has sent me to be a great person, to be a savior, receive that grace to be great and to be a savior of men. All the days of your life, you'll be saving men. All the days of your life, you'll be saving men. Hallelujah. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Wow. God is going to give you a throne. In Rejoiner's book, The Final Quest, there was in the chapter called The White Throne, there were thrones. And there were so many people in the thrones. There were even kings who were in the throne. Missionaries, people unknown, unheard of. They were all on the thrones. God has a throne for you. Yes. He said, he shall reign and I will give him the throne. So God gives thrones to the people that he calls. He gives thrones. Do you want his throne or not? Oh, yes. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Some of us are going to be ruling over galaxies and stars. Oh, yes. The earth is so much smaller than even the other planets. It's one of, we're actually one of the small planets. Yeah. It's amazing how big the earth is. So small. Jupiter is 1,000 times bigger than us. 1,000. So why should I want to reign over Ghana? A small part of the earth where people are struggling over OT region. Northwest region. Northeast region. Huh? When of my kingdom there will be no end. When I start reigning, when I come into power, there will be no end. It will not be 4 years. What are you talking about? What a kingdom. Charlie, one of the wildest things is to see a president who is no more a president, or a powerful person who is no more powerful. I've seen a lot. Yes. You see them driving Toyota. Just like you. Meanwhile, they used to go places with 16 Nissan patrols. Kingdom has ended. Kingdom has ended after 4 years. You see them alone with a Toyota. But of the Vivaldi of your kingdom, there will be no end. You'll be a glorious princess in the house of the Lord. Ish! You know how long it takes to cross the earth with a plane? About 28 hours. If you take British Airways and you start from Accra and you go around to Singapore, Australia and come back, it will take you about 24 hours to go around, or a bit more, around the earth. But one of the stars, Rigel, Betelgeuse, any of the stars, it will take a plane 1,200 years to go over the surface of one star. The dots you are seeing in the sky. At, very good, sorry for that correction. At 47,000 miles per hour. Our planes are traveling at 900 kilometers per hour. Not even 1,000. They are going about 47,000 kilometers per hour. And it will take 1,200 years. That means you give birth, your children will give birth, your children will give birth, your children will give birth. Their bones will dissolve. They will all be on the plane. You've given birth, given birth, given birth on the plane. For generations before you come to the end of the star. And all these calculations are true because, you see, they sent rockets from here to Mercury. Rocket, which you see as a dot, and land on Mars, which you see as a dot in the sky. And they've calculated the size of Mars. Everything is all correct. So we know the size of the stars are all true. We are going to be reigning over the things that God has created. How many will be there? Oh, what is Ghana OT region? Please, Central region. Let's be serious. As God has called Jesus, three things are your portion. One, you shall be a savior. Amen. Number two, you shall be great. Amen. Number three, your throne and your kingdom will be forever and forever. Amen. May you be just like your savior Jesus. Amen. as he sent Jesus, he is sending you today. And may we live our calling to the very end. Stand to your feet, everybody. Beautiful. How many are excited about this beautiful prophecy? Now, the question you should be asking is, how shall these things be? But that's what Barry asked. But because you didn't ask, I will not tell you. Do you want to know how these things shall be? Verse 35. And then the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, because of that, the holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So it's the Holy Spirit's presence in your life that makes it possible for all these things to happen. So as we go from today, make your favorite prayer, your regular prayer, pray for the Holy Ghost. Always say, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Give me the Spirit. Give me the Spirit of wisdom. Give me the Spirit of God. Give me the Spirit of knowledge. Give me the Spirit of understanding. Give me the Spirit of light, Spirit of revelation, Spirit of truth. Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the Spirit of power, the Spirit of a sound mind, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of faith. Pray for the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of faith, the Spirit of humility. These are all part of the Holy Spirit. And as you pray for this, somehow, everybody say somehow. I don't know how, but somehow, through the presence of the Spirit on your life, you see, these things will be. Now, look at this verse again. Look at verse 35. I don't want to confuse you, but look at the verse. He said, she was saying to Mary, Mary, you're going to give birth. But what comes out of you? What comes out of you on that day? Because of the Holy Ghost, the thing that comes out will be called the Son of God. Wow. It's like a natural thing can just be a supernatural thing because of the presence of God and the Holy Spirit on your life. What comes out of you, it will be called the Son of God. So from today, the presence of the Spirit of God on your life and on my life. You see, it's the presence of the Spirit of God that helps me. Yeah, nothing else. Because there's nothing to me except only what there is about God. It's the presence of the Spirit. The presence of the... How many are going to pray for this wonderful Holy Spirit? Father, we lift our hands and we ask you for the Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit be on us as the Spirit was on Mary, so that what was born was called the Son of God, the Savior, the Great One, the one with the thrones whose kingdom will never end. Let that portion be the portion of everyone here in a mighty and a special way. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Breathe in and receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the mighty infilling of the Spirit. Your life is forever transformed. The flesh and the blood is changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here and you have not given your life to Jesus, Jesus is the Savior of the world. If you want to give your heart to God, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Then lift your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. I want to give my heart to God. Maybe somebody invited you to church on Christmas Day, but you want to give your life to God. If you are here like that, lift it up high and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. And if you lifted your hand, come to me in the front and I want to pray with you. Come, come, come from where you are.
Come on to Jesus. Give him
come all the way. Father, thank you for all these that have come forward to give their lives to you this morning. What a blessing. Lift your hands, those of you in front here, and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I give my heart and my life to Jesus today. Please wash away my sin and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Today, in Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. This is a very simple prayer, but it changes your life. Amen. And I want to give you one of my books. It's called It Is a Great Thing to Serve the Lord. Hallelujah. When we close, come to the side over there where those people are waving their hands at us. Yes. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Sit down, please, everybody. We are going to have communion on this beautiful Christmas day. Amen. Wow. How many want to be accept your supernatural calling? You see, all these things is if you believe. Me, I believe I'm supernatural. God called me in a supernatural way. I believe there were angels. I believe I was destined to be great. I was destined to save people. I believe my kingdom will never end. Far greater than being a president of any country. What do you think? How many believe the same things for yourself? How many believe that your angels were there when you were born? How many believe that you are called to be great? How many believe that you are called to save people? How many believe that your kingdom will never end in eternity? Beautiful. What a blessing. Father, we thank you for the body and the blood of Jesus. Take, eat, this is my body.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Oh, the cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the
stand
communion
to your feet.
Of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, yeah. Make you whole and give you life. When I see the blood, whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, I will pass over you.
Hallelujah. Now, I want to say something. How many know that Jesus was a God man? He was not fully man. He was a man, but he was a God man. Because his father was the Holy Spirit. Wow. He was half man, half God. Yes. It's like me. I'm half Ghanaian, half Swiss. My father is Ghanaian. My mother is Swiss blood. So half. So Jesus was Mary's DNA, half and half. He was a half caste. You see, you've been looking down on half caste for a long time, but Jesus was a half caste. How many want to be a half caste now? Yes. I told you. It's good to be a half caste. But Jesus was a half caste. Half man, half God. Holy Ghost. So this flesh we are about to eat is not ordinary flesh, oh. Is supernatural. Yes. And that is why power is coming into you as you take this bread today. Something unusual. this is different from any inkatia that you eat today. It's different from any amadan that you eat today. It's different from any light soup that you eat today. It's different from any tilapia that you eat today. This is supernatural. Father, let there be a supernatural working in our bodies as we receive this supernatural flesh, the body of Jesus Christ. And now the blood. How many believe that this is not ordinary blood? Yes. Last time I saw somebody making blood stew. Blood stew. From goat's blood. Blood stew. This blood is different from goat's blood. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. All forms of death are averted because of this blood that you are about to receive. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. Whatever you have waited for a long time, come sailing into your arms. Wherever you have waited for a long time to go to, I see you walking smoothly into that path. Whatever you couldn't lay hold on up till now, I see you holding it like a bag. Let your coffin not be manufactured for many, many years to come. Let the wood that will be used for your coffin still be in a tree somewhere. You are many years from your death, for you are crossing 70 years with ease. I declare it to be so. By the supernatural blessing that comes from the supernatural body and the supernatural blood of the God-man, Jesus Christ, receive life.
I receive.
Receive extension of days.
I receive.
Receive many birthdays and birthday parties. Have celebrations with balloons. For you shall live long and prosper. Whatever cutlass tried to mow you down this year, that cutlass is dissolved and melted in the name of Jesus. Every narrow escape and near escape you have experienced is a sign to you of angelic powers around your life. Receive encouragement.
Receive
life. Receive grace. For he who started a good work in you shall surely bring it to a perfect end. You cannot die until you have fulfilled what God has called you to fulfill. Whatever medicine you need to take, may God reveal it to you in your life now. Whatever drug is necessary for your life, may it be revealed to you supernaturally. Whatever food is necessary for you to eat, or whatever food is necessary for you to abstain from, may it be revealed to you supernaturally by the power of God. Receive life.
Receive
days. Receive weeks.
Receive
months. Receive years.
Receive
decades. By power and by might. By power and by might. By supernatural power. And by supernatural might of the Holy Ghost. Now, lift your hand and receive the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost on anything that concerns you and concerns your life. May the shadows of the overshadowing Holy Ghost rest upon you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, Amen. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.